The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Sunday afternoon football, we're before the bounce, thanks to Team Tyre Power and the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. Now, Team Tyre Power is your one-stop shop for all tyres and wheels in Belmont, Drysdale, North Geelong and Torquay. We've spoken Geelong West. Time now to speak a little bit to St Mary's. Trav Robertson alongside our own Chris Nichols.
Trav, super win last week against St Joseph's. Facing a bit of a giant killer after the Giants beat Colac.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the stats, but I don't think many clubs go down to Colac and win. So we need to be prepared for a pretty good side. I think they could put a line through their game against St Joseph. So, we're expecting a pretty tough game today.
And what was training this? Just the normal Monday, Tuesday, Thursday?
Yes, we keep it simple. Yep, so just Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Fairly light at the start of the week and maybe a bit of a longer session Thursday. And we've probably got a few boys hanging around with a few injuries and niggles, so we just kept it pretty light.
Robbo, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you playing an hour earlier this week too. Just gets us out of here in the daylight hours rather than it being pitch black.
And we get to watch Carlton Collingwood, which will be nice.
Oh, you're happy with that too. Yeah. Good result. You've got a few changes from last week's side, but the one that obviously sticks out is that there'll be no Paddy Dowling in number 23. Can you enlighten us to why we won't see him out there this Arvo?
Yeah, so Paddy rolled his ankle 2 weeks ago. Got himself up last week. The additional day probably helped, and he's not pulled up too well, so we'll put him on ice for a bit, and he should be right for Bell Park next week.
Okay. The restructure of the forward line then that takes place as a result. We know Tom Lang's got the ability to kick goals. Jared Garner back into the side. Does he spend a bit of time forward as you ease him back from that hamstring? Or
yeah, so Garns will start forward, and we won't give him a full game in terms of the game time that most other guys will play. So he'll be down there for a bit. And it'll probably make us look a little bit smaller, but that's okay.
Kane Loftus debuted last week. Another youngster in this week. He's played a couple of games. Sam Christensen. Do we get another look at him this afternoon?
Yeah, Chris will play. So he came in for Paddy yesterday morning when Paddy couldn't come up. So yes, Chris will go back. He has been out. He only played his first game back in the reserves last week from 6 weeks on an ankle as well. But he played a terrific game of footy and should slide in pretty well.
Is that Marty's boy?
That is Marty's boy, yeah. Yep.
And Nick Knott's out. He's crook. Last week he was like the mummy. He had more tapered strapping on him and he got his nose bloodied and everything last week. He was in the wars last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit of a warrior, Noddy. He was, and he come off a couple of times, and we were giving him a little bit of stick about just calming down a bit. But all he wanted to do was get back out on the ground. So he would have battled to get up, but he's pretty good at doing that. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's got the COVID, so he's at home. Probably listen to you guys.
He'd be angry with that too, Noddy.
He'd be happy with that.
Doesn't take much for the big fella to get one.
It doesn't.
It's and the midfield battle is obviously going to be key today. We just spoke to Greg and we saw them against St Joey's, and you've probably seen the vision that their contested ball wasn't quite up to scratch there, but obviously last week we spoke to Rowan and they were right on it, so that's where it's going to be won today.
Yeah, look, they've got some really good talented young fellas in there as well, so and I'm sure they're looking forward to testing themselves against us, so we're mindful of a few of their players. And we should see a good game.
The fun part of the afternoon is that what happens is that Matt Kershaw comes with some pre-prepared questions. And what happens is Jace Doherty asks them, and I can just see Kersh just ticking off what's been asked. So I hope you've got something left, Kersh.
Oh, TK, you took one.
Is that written in crayon?
Jace took one. I at least have one question left for you.
Oh, he's got one. Anyway, so it took you until the quarter.
I just have to make something up for you. Hey, Robbo, obviously you would have done your review on the Giants last week after the good win down at Colac. But in that quarter time probably last week against Joseph's, it probably took you a quarter to work out maybe Joey's game style a little bit, which then after that you took it away from him. You took their short game away. You took their really good by foot. You took that away from him and made him kick down the line a lot more. And that obviously, that was their game gone for the day. GWG play a very similar style of football. They're a high possession team from what we've seen. Is that probably a key focus to take away that aspect of their game?
Yeah, we certainly do want to take away some of the guys that influence that have been getting their hands on the ball, the Gribbles and the Menches of the world who have been getting in their 30s. But they also like to kick the ball, we've noticed that. So we need to, and watching the early game here as well, they're probably playing the same way. So, yes, it's a bit like Colac and Joey's do want to play, so we're well aware of that.
Talking about the early game, St Mary's 76 lead the Geelong West Giants 15 at three-quarter time. The ruck setup, does Peck do more ruck work this afternoon or does McMullen fly into the ruck?
Trent will not go in the ruck. He'll do everything he can to avoid that. So, no, you'll see Pecky play in the ruck and Nick Conway as well. He played a really, really good game of footy in the early game last week, so he deserves his spot.
Riley Hall, you had fast-tracked, hopefully, for a return, and then you had to put him on ice for a week, and then now you've got to put him on ice a little bit longer.
Yeah, unfortunately for Riley, he had a setback on Tuesday night. It's not as bad as when he did the hammy the first time, but we'll need to just be careful with him. He's obviously a pretty important player for us, so we'll take our time. Hopefully we can get to see him back playing a couple of games before the bye.
I'm not sure what our Geelong insurance broker's head-to-head will be this afternoon, but I think we're salivating at the prospect of Benson and Mensch going head-to-head in the midfield. As a football purist, you know, I know you coach a side. You got that there, have you? You're going to leave anything for him later or what? I don't know why you come.
Why am I here?
I don't know whether great minds think alike or I don't know. I'm not sure. But you played in an era of great GFL matchups.
Yep.
Do you sort of yourself go, gee, I really hope they do cross paths during the day?
Oh, look, I think the kid, Baxter's in terrific form and Harry's... He's going all right. So
he's going all right.
That's okay.
It'll be a good battle. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to seeing them both. And it's still two young kids that plying their trade, and are going to get better and better every week.
What did Saturday hold for you? Did you go and watch anybody else?
I was going to ask that too.
I have to make sure on a Saturday when the Cats play that I look after my wife, who has to host the corporate box. She needs support there on a Saturday. So I was over at the GMHBA.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Good afternoon.
It was a good afternoon.
Tough life. Yeah.
Did it roll into evening?
Look, I had to come back here to make sure the club was okay as well after the game. So, yes. But not too late. No.
Just quickly, mate. Here's Ben Maloney tracking.
If you were here at about 8:15 on Thursday night, you would say pretty good. So he's got a lot on his plate. His wife's pregnant and he's moving house and he's got a fair bit going on in life, but he was here doing full sprints, so he's not too far away. I would have said probably 2 weeks.
We look forward to seeing you back. You've got some quality to roll back in. Robbo, always appreciate your time. Thanks for hosting us for the last couple of weeks.
No problem.
We'll give you a bit of a break. Well, you'll talk to us after the game, then we'll give you a bit of a break for a while. And I hope you like the new format of the scoreboards on the KROQ Football website.
I'm glad you took the feedback thingy. It was only constructive.
Feedback is a gift, Trace.
Feedback is a gift. And you've responded well.
KROQFootball.com.au for all the scoreboards. Robbo, good luck this afternoon.
It's getting crazier and crazier by the minute.
It's getting very mad in here. The KROQ Football pre-game interview.